Before he was known as Buffalo Bill, he was simply William Cody. We all assume he must have some connection to Buffalo to get the name. The title actually came from a contest on the High Plains in the spring of 1868. The details of the event that gave us an American legend is today's edition of The American Countryside. 2012 was a tough crop year on our farm, but AgriGold was at the top of the class. Now, AgriGold introduces the Hybrid Series, the next evolution of hybrid seed corn. The Giant, Regional, and Limited Series represent AgriGold's unique and diverse lineup featuring their high-yielding giants. AgriGold's global genetic breeding program and knowledgeable agronomists help you grow more corn on every acre. I know because I grow them and see the giant results. For more information, contact your local corn specialist at 800-262-7333 or visit AgriGold.com. Lori Millenseifer says it all began with two well-known hunters on the High Plains.
William Cody was out here at Fort Hays, and he was harvesting buffalo to feed the railroad workers that were working out that direction. And Bill Comstock was out at Fort Wallace, and he was also harvesting buffalo.
In 1867, William Cody was contracted to provide 12 buffalo per day to help feed the 2,000 men building the railroad. He was paid $500 per month, compared to railroad laborers who received about $30 per month.
They both heard of each other as being great buffalo hunters, and so a wager was made and a contest was set, and they met sort of here in the middle in Logan County and had a contest to see who could kill the most buffalo in one day.
So in the spring of 1868, the two met near Oakley, Kansas, for a contest to determine who could kill the most buffalo in one day.
Cody was the winner. He killed 69 buffalo to 48 of Comstock. And he had a way of killing the buffalo, rounding them up and getting them in a circular manner so that he could pick off the buffalo as they were circling back toward him.
His effective hunting method led him to win the contest and provide thousands of buffalo for the railroad.
And he did kill 4,280 for the railroad. And then his work was completed. And he really wasn't a buffalo hunter, per se. That wasn't going to be his field.
He went on to be known for Wild West shows that traveled the nation and world, but it was the contest in Oakley that helped name and build the fame of Buffalo Bill Cody. Traveling the countryside in Oakley, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.